According to reports from Germany, women have fared no better than men at the hands of German prison guards. Among the huge camps which soldiers and correspondents are now having a chance to inspect is the huge Ravensbrück concentration camp for women northwest of Berlin. And here is Mutual's Sigrid Schultz, now in Germany, with an account of conditions there.
110,000 women have passed through the Ravensbrück concentration camp until March of this year. I talked to more than 30 of these women who had managed to survive the harrowing ordeal of enslavement. Many of them had been dragged from prison to concentration camps and to labor concentration camps for years. The prisoners in Ravensbrück included society women and little seamstresses of France, Polish, Czech, Russian, Dutch, Belgian women. The guards in charge of the prisoners were Schutzstaffel women in regular military uniforms, wearing the buttoned jacket, the big cape, and the high boots of the SS. And those boots were hobnailed, which we knew only too well because we were kicked around with them, said Ravensbrück prisoner number 42216. She was a cultured woman from Brest. She and her companions had actually seen one of their female Schutzstaffel officers trample on a woman who had fainted from exhaustion. The SS women carried whips with leather clogs and used them freely. Upon arrival in Ravensbrück, all women were given a sterility shot, and now they fear they will remain sterile for life. The American, among the prisoners of Ravensbrück, who were sent to Leipzig, was married to a Frenchman. Her name was Countess Roberta de Monteuil, but she was known as Betty by her comrades. The day I talked to them, she had suffered a nervous breakdown and was unable to see visitors. The healthiest and most beautiful women of the concentration camp of Ravensbrück were segregated in an experimental station where veins were removed from their legs and grafted on other bodies, while the wounds were infected with diseases which the Germans wanted to study.